You know, despite all the hype that AI has finally outsmarted us, I've been thinking a lot about how our current systems actually pale in comparison to something we all take for granted: the learning power of a human baby. It's honestly kind of amazing when you stop and really consider it.
It is. And if we look under the hood, that makes perfect sense. Modern AI is essentially a highly sophisticated pattern-matching engine. It's been fed these massive data sets, but it's really just crunching numbers to find correlations.
Exactly. It's predicting what comes next based on statistical probabilities, but it doesn't actually get the context. It doesn't understand cause and effect, or how the physical world really works. It's all surface-level math.
Which is why you see those limitations pop up so quickly. When faced with something genuinely novel, or when the rules suddenly change, these models struggle. They adapt poorly, and getting them to basic competency requires staggering amounts of computational power and thousands, sometimes millions, of training examples.
And that's where toddlers just blow them out of the water. Think about it. Babies are these incredibly efficient learning machines. They don't come with preloaded databases or instruction manuals.
Right. Yet with just minimal exposure to the world, infants rapidly figure out object permanence, gravity, facial recognition, and basic cause and effect. They're building a working model of reality from almost nothing.
It's that beautiful combination of few-shot learning, relentless curiosity, and constant real-time hypothesis testing. They're out there exploring, testing their theories, and building these deep, adaptable conceptual frameworks way more efficiently than any server farm could.
Because their brains are wired for efficiency and deep understanding, not rote memorization, they prioritize adaptability. And that's exactly the gap researchers are starting to close. We're finally seeing a shift away from brute force, dataset-heavy training toward more dynamic, biologically inspired frameworks.
I love that direction. It's so much more aligned with how we actually learn.
It is. Scientists are drawing heavily from developmental psychology and neuroscience. They're implementing concepts like predictive coding, where systems constantly generate expectations and refine them based on sensory feedback. They're also pushing embodied AI, which forces the system to learn through direct physical interaction with its environment.
And when you layer in mimicking the brain's hierarchical memory structures and attention mechanisms, you start getting somewhere real. Engineers are aiming for AI that learns continuously, generalizes knowledge across totally different domains, and actually runs on a fraction of the energy we're using now.
But getting there isn't just about tweaking algorithms. It requires a fundamental paradigm shift in machine learning. We need much deeper collaboration between computer scientists, neuroscientists, and developmental psychologists. The old playbook of just throwing more data at the problem isn't going to cut it anymore.
You're so right. The next real breakthrough in artificial general intelligence won't come from building bigger data centers or just making chatbots that sound more human. It's going to come from engineering systems that actually learn like infants, adaptively, efficiently, and through direct, hands-on experience.
Ultimately, if we want to create AI that truly understands the world rather than just processing information, studying the architecture of early childhood development is our most promising path forward. It's a fascinating roadmap, and I'm excited to see where it takes us.